You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, and welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the struggles of life as an artist. I'm Leah Walsh. I have a mini episode for you today. I'll be reading an article by Anna Kanicki about the power of anger, specifically for women who have been taught by society to not express it. And also, I have a special guest joining me to read a poem by Billy Collins. If that sounds of interest to you, keep listening. If not, check back next week for another full episode. Also, I just wanted to say thank you all for listening. I had a private little celebration this week because I reached 10,000 downloads of the podcast. I'm just blown away by that, and I hope that you're all enjoying these conversations as much as I am. If you have a free second and would like to go to iTunes and rate the podcast or leave a little review, that would definitely help others find it in the future. Also, if you hear any ambient noise, it might be my little neighbors upstairs playing while I'm recording this. I hope you enjoy this mini episode of The Compass. This is an article that I found online. I feel like there's been several articles like this kind of floating around Facebook lately, but this was the one that I was able to re-find. It was on rebellsociety.com, R-E-B-E-L-L-E, society.com. And it's by Anna Kanicki, K-U-N-N-E-C-K-E. She's a life coach, I guess, but it's entitled, "That Psycho Bitch in You, You Need Her." Here it is. Have some compassion. Anger won't help. Just move on. Good girls don't get angry. Just be kind. Try to see their point of view. Any of these sound familiar? Well-intentioned bits of advice. And totally misguided. Imagine a great banquet hall inside of yourself. You've called a council. All the various aspects of you are there. There's the smart, savvy you surveying the scene, and the frazzled you checking her phone, and there's the tender little girl you dreaming dreamy things. The cackling crone is waving her cigarette wildly. The mom with the kind eyes is passing out snacks. The snarly adolescent is ready to tangle. All of these versions of you are essential. When we're whole and healthy, all the different aspects of us are welcome at the table because they bring their own brand of wisdom and insight. But for most of the women I talk to, there are quite a few aspects missing from their inner counsel. Maybe parts of you went into hiding because of trauma, or maybe parts of you just weren't ever nourished or recognized. So they're standing shyly behind a curtain, waiting to be welcomed in. Maybe pieces of you got fractured off in a time of great fear or shame, or maybe they just drifted off to contemplate peonies, and forgot to come back in from the garden. But you know who's most conspicuously absent? The powerful, loving, badass presence of anger. Too many little girls are taught to lock their anger away in a cage or in a closet. Use your inside voice. That is not nice. No one will like you if you're like that. Use kind words. Oh, come on, honey. Be the bigger person. Hang out on a playground and watch how grown-ups talk to little girls. In a thousand subtle and blatant ways, girls get told that they are not allowed to be angry. That their anger is dangerous, shameful, embarrassing, and unattractive. The messages continue into adulthood. Shrill, nag, bitch, ballbuster. And so the angry part of them goes deep into lockdown. Anger is a powerful ally. It's a signal that a boundary has been crossed, that something is happening which needs to be addressed. It is there to keep us safe. Just like fear in its purest form is always trying to keep us safe, anger is there to protect us, to speak out against injustice, to break the chains that need breaking, to stand up for the little ones. Without her, we agree to things we shouldn't agree to. We enter into contracts that rob us. We put up with behavior that is abhorrent. We make excuses for twisted patterns in ourselves and others. We turn our eyes away from things that need to be seen. We swallow truths that need to be spoken. Anger is a loving guardian at the table, and she carries a big-ass sword. We need her there, integrated and listened to. The problem is, imagine taking any healthy, loving human being and locking them up in a cage for 20 to 50 years. Think how contorted she would get, how desperate, how filthy and furious and twisted. This is what happens when we lock away our anger. Instead of being a benevolent ally, our anger can feel like this evil force in us that makes us go crazy or mean or spiteful. Not surprising when you think about it. Anyone would roar out of that cage with an unholy fury. Which is why my kind, loving, evolved, beautiful clients whisper to me that they're so horrified when they find themselves getting so furiously angry, even with all that yoga and meditating, damn it. How they scream at their kids out of nowhere, leaving themselves appalled and shaken. How they unleash on a rude customer service person. How they nearly sabotage months of negotiations with a cold-cutting comment. How they take it and take it and take it, and then they just explode. They want to know how they can stop being angry. But actually, the way to feel better isn't to avoid the anger, it's to feel it all the way through and listen to what it's desperately trying to tell you. The problem isn't that they've lost their temper. The problem is that it took them so long to lose their temper. Their anger is trying to show them where things have gotten out of alignment. Our task isn't to exile our anger even further, it's to integrate her, to welcome her back to the table, to give her a bath and a safe place to sleep for as many days as she needs, and a return to her rightful place among the council. Because of her benevolent protection, we are infinitely stronger, safer, quicker to set boundaries and say no, quicker to cut cords that need cutting and keep dangerous people out of our inner circle. And we're protected in this way. You know what happens? We are kinder, clearer, more loving. All of our tenderness gets to bloom because we've got anger standing there watching over things. And the world could use more women blooming like that. Next, I'd like to welcome my husband, Frankie, to share a little poem by one of my favorite poets.
If this were a job, I'd be fired. By Billy Collins. When you wake up with nothing, but you are nonetheless drawn to your sunny chair near the French doors, it may be necessary to turn to some of the others to get you going. So I opened a book of Gerald Stern, but I didn't want to face my age by writing about my childhood in the 1940s. Then I read Two Little Merwins, which made me feel I should apply for a position in a corner sandwich shop. And it only took one simic, which ended with a couple on a rooftop watching a child on fire leap from a window, to get me to replace the cap on my pen, put on some sweatpants, and go for a walk around the lake to think of a new career. But not before I told you all about it, and well, look at this. 5 quatrains. Better than nothing for a weekday, I thought, as I headed merrily out the door.
Thank you for listening to the Compass Podcast. I'm Leah Walsh. More episodes are coming soon. Please look for us on Facebook and iTunes. I'd like to thank the following people for their generosity. The Compass cover art is by Kim Miller. Music by Brendan Spieth. Audio assistance from Nick Choksi, and a special thanks to Frankie J. Alvarez. See you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.